This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
And you're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean.
Just keeps churning out the hits, doesn't she?
Oh, they were great ones. What a perfect way to kick off Mad Wednesday. I'm very pleased. I'm very pumped. Very excited. You know what else I am, Robbie? Yeah. I'm a little bit tired. This week is my first week of rest, so I might sound a little hyper. That's not just the joy and excitement coming through on me. This week is my first week of rest after a massive Pride season. And because of that, that means I am not sleeping.
Yeah, no.
I'm getting an average of 3 to 5 hours of sleep, but I have time now and I can relax and I'm just, my body's just not doing it. I've had so much trouble sleeping at night. Have you been like that?
Do you think you're putting too much pressure on yourself?
I've got no pressure this week. This is literally today.
Too much pressure to sleep.
No, I'm not even doing that. I'm just dancing around the house. I mean, I haven't cleaned a thing. My housemate comes back from overseas tomorrow and I need to make sure he comes back to a much cleaner home. But he's not listening right now, so that's okay because he's overseas. But even though you can listen to us overseas via the Joy app or stream us live via joy.org.au. But yeah, I've been putting out a call on Twitter to find out what different people do to try and relax and to try and when, because even when I do go to sleep, I'm getting 3 to 5 hours and that's it, and I'm wide awake. Everyone keeps telling me to put the air conditioning on or have some kind of white noise machine. Mm. You ever had one of these?
No, I like complete darkness, no lights, no sounds.
Well, I think maybe that's the problem as well, is I just put some new lights in my house where all of my lights are voice activated so I can change different colours. So I'm also not getting, and obviously that excites me. So I've got red lights, blue lights, green lights, purple lights, and I haven't had any like, I don't know, white light
at all. Hours of fun.
So that could be confusing my brain in a completely different way also. So everything might be going a little crazy.
I love, as just a little sidebar, Dean, I do love how your entire life seems to be coming AI automated. You were talking the other week about your car and how you can send text messages with your voice.
Look, I'm very excited about it all, but I'm also relying on other people to install these things. Like, I still haven't read the instructions for my car. A friend came around, I got these multicolored lights, and it is nice to be able to, you know, go, oh, you know, do a shout out and then say, change all the lights and make a romance setting. Now I just need a reason for someone to come around to be romantic with and then I'll be fine.
You can be romantic on your own, Jane.
I've done that for years. It's not getting me anywhere.
Did you just say that you haven't even got around to reading the instructions for your car? Because nobody does that.
But there's all these fandangled things and I think I should. Like it's got a navigator,
maybe,
which is absolutely awesome. But it's got a navigator, which I think is really great. But it's one of, with those navigators, you've got a pre-program where you're going. I do love Marquis Soprano, I must say, though. You've got to pre-program where you're going, so you can't just type it in once it's done. You've got to sit down and type in all the destinations. So I've got to kind of program where my home is, where family members' places are, and doing that seems important, but I haven't gotten around to it yet.
Look at you, you are the future.
Does no one read instructions? Surely there's, I mean, surely one of my friends out there, have you read instructions to your car?
Like a car
manual?
That's
what I want to know, because I'm sure there are people that do. I mean, obviously, we are not them.
I think I skimmed mine when I got my new car, but I've never
read it. I haven't even done that. It's still sitting in the document, so that it hasn't gotten dirty. It's nice and clean. I'm very happy. But do you read any of the instructions for your life or car, or do you do what I do and just get a man in or a woman? I'm not gender neutral when it comes to anyone helping me fix my life. As long as you're willing to do it, I'm here for it. But you know what? I'm improving my life in theory, and one day I'll take the rubbish out.
No, look, and these things take time. It's a transition. You've got to learn a new way, but one day things are going to be easier for you and you might even get some sleep.
One day. But I mean, the sleep is the big one. I'm sure I'll figure it out. Maybe by next week I'll have had a nap.
Maybe some of our listeners have a nice remedy for you to get to sleep.
If you do, why don't you let us know? Hit us up on 0427JOY949 or onairatjoy.org.au. Coming up after this, there's Country Cousins on Joy, and this is, well, a song very close to my heart. It's Dad Bod by Dad Bod.
Creative name,
creative song, literally describing my physicality. I'm down with it and celebrating it. This has a lovely cameo by G Flowers as well, singing in the background. Ooh. Shout out to D. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean on Joy 94.9.
I work hard to get my dad bod. I work hard to get my dad bod. I work hard to get my dad bod. Think it's easy to look this good. My physique is unique. It's a must. desk job. Calories I can burn off. Think it's easy to look this good. My physique is unique. Here's the man.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.